Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome to Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randall. Dive into the live courtroom drama as we bring you unfiltered audio from one of the most riveting trials of the year. Accused of multiple marital murders, Randall's fate unfolds before us. Join us as we navigate the testimonies, the tension, and the truth behind the headlines. This is Dark Vows.
Detective O'Kelly? Did you or the CSAs find any blood on either car in the garage?
No, we did not.
Do you ever recall Mr. Randolph telling you if he usually was the driver when going out on dates with Mrs. Randolph?
No, he didn't indicate one way or the other.
Why were many items not impounded by police?
Well, even though, and I don't like to admit this publicly, so don't tell anyone. But even though I was absolutely sure that there were things at the scene that didn't add up and didn't make sense, there was still a possibility that I was wrong and that those things could be explained. One of the reasons for doing the walkthrough is so that he could come back and maybe explain some of those things, right? I didn't think that was true at the time. And so there were decisions on impounding certain things like Mr. Randolph's clothing. So you have to do what's, you know, almost like a return on investment. What do I think I'm going to get from Mr. Randolph's clothing? Sharon's blood, Mike Miller's blood, gunshot residue, right? So if I'm at the scene and I think there's a possibility that I'm wrong, yes, but I don't believe that I am, do I want Mr. Randolph to think that we bought into to what had been staged to continue his cooperation, right? So, yes, it's a possibility I was wrong, but I didn't think so. And so I didn't want to do things that were going to make him think that we didn't believe it, right? So the decision was made not to impound his clothing so that he would think, all right, they bought what was at the house. They bought it lock, stock, and barrel, and I'm okay. So when we continued our conversation with him, and when Detective Mogg reached out to him, he was still willing to come and now show us physically at the scene, contextually, how it happened. And there was still that possibility that he might have a reasonable explanation for the things that we saw, not only at the scene, but that we verified at autopsy with the wound pattern and the trajectory of the bullets. I don't think that happened. I was even more convinced of what we had that night after the walkthrough.
Okay. Did Mr. Randolph tell you that he enjoyed driving?
I don't remember him saying that. No.
Did you ask to have the gloves tested for gunpowder?
No.
In the June 3rd, 2008 interview, Thomas mentions he had the 38mm gun with him when he dropped off Mike, the same gun that killed Sharon. Do you ever remember him saying that he had any guns with him when he left with Sharon to dinner at the Santa Fe?
You're thinking 38mm. It's actually the 9mm by 18, the Makarov is what he said he had earlier. And then there was some discussion about, if you recall, whether or not he had the gun on him when he was in the casino. So, and he was saying that he didn't have it on him in the casino. Not because he wasn't willing to do that, but he just didn't have it on him at the time.
Did Mr. Randolph tell you if he had two 38mm revolvers?
No. I mean, the 38 revolver that was in the drum room, he said came from the clock that was hanging on the wall. It's hanging upside down. And then you close, it actually says place gun upside down. So that's what it's for, is to conceal the gun. That's where the 38 came from. And then it did belong to Mr. Randolph. The other revolver came from a basket in the master bedroom, or from a drawer in the master bedroom, which, there was an admission that Mr. Miller knew where both of those firearms were located.
Is there video surveillance of when Tom Randolph drops off Mike by the Fiesta Casino or the area he mentions in interview 2?
No.
While you conduct crime scene investigations, do you usually have a body camera?
No.
Did you have one, and if so, was it on?
No.
Did the officers on the scene have body cameras turned on?
No. This is pre-body camera.
The night of May 8, 2008, or a week later after you went back, did you ask any neighbors if they had any outdoor camera footage showing Mike Miller's arrival, the Randolph's arrival, and when first responders arrived?
That night, the neighborhood canvas was done by Detective Long. I don't know if he had anybody else assist him, like maybe from patrol, but all of those questions would have happened. And again, this is kind of predates the prevalence of those types of cameras that you that we're finding on pretty much every, almost every residence now.
In your opinion, where would a person have to be standing and shooting for the shell casings to land in the areas they were found?
The first shell casing that is in the hallway, just inside the threshold, that round would have been fired near the doorway, more than likely, and bounce around inside the hallway. The shell casings that were found a week later in the toolbox and over by the milk jug or water bottle, right over by the water heater, we believe came off of the refrigerator. So the arm was extended into the garage, the shell casing ejected to the right and went off the refrigerator and ended up over there. The shot that that Mr. Randolph describes firing into Mr. Miller as he's in the threshold, aiming the gun downward, would also have come off of the refrigerator and ended up over where we have the shell casing on the west side of the Hyundai Tucson. That bullet flattened out and was underneath the right rear passenger area of the Hyundai Tucson.
Was Mike Miller's girlfriend identified and interviewed?
I know we had a name for her, but we don't have an interview with her, and I never spoke to her.
State, do you have any follow-up based on the juror question?
Just one very briefly. Why was no TSR testing done on the gloves?
Because they were involved in a shooting, and that was demonstrably so, and so you're going to get gunshot residue. There's no question.
Okay, so it sounds like you just presumed he was involved in the shooting, therefore there was no need to test the gloves.
Right.
Or he was shot at. I guess conversely, he was also shot at as well.
Yeah, everything in that area is going to have gunshot residue on it.
So whether he's receiving bullets or shooting bullets, you're expecting GSR to be there?
Yes.
And GSR, is it able to tell you timing or directionality or who's shooting at who?
No.
Okay.
Can you follow up, Mr. Allen?
Yes. You have previously stated that a case where it lands when it's ejected is unpredictable. Fair?
Specifically where it lands, yes.
Because they bounce all over the place.
Yes.
People can kick them.
People can kick them.
You said, when talking about the .38 caliber that kind of comes out of the clock and is used to murder Sharon Randolph, it's Sharon's gun, isn't it?
That's my understanding. According to Mr. Randolph, it's her gun.
You also said that from that night, when you were asked by one of the jurors in a question about why you didn't preserve evidence, one of the things you told us just now is that you didn't believe Mr. Randolph. Things weren't adding up, so you wanted to keep him talking, and so you didn't preserve certain information or certain evidence. Isn't that what you told us?
I said that I could be wrong about my impressions at the scene. There was still a possibility that I was wrong, and then with that cooperation he came back, he may be able to explain what happened at the scene contextually and be able to show why those things that I had a problem with were the way they were.
So that is one of the reasons you failed to preserve evidence? Is that what you were telling the jury?
It's not a failure to preserve evidence. It's what you expect to get from that evidence versus what I would be. If I was to take, again, for example, his clothing, and we've done that before, where now you put somebody in what we call a bunny suit, where they're sitting there in the interview room, their clothing's taken from them. And I saw that as a possibility to then have Mr. Randolph think that we weren't believing his story at all. And so we wouldn't see that level of cooperation that we continue to have.
Detective O'Kelly, that includes a safe in the closet? That big safe?
I never saw the safe. We're also dealing with the fact...
Okay, so you never saw that safe? So you didn't take anything or preserve that or any pictures of it on the night in question, correct?
Other than the one picture that you have where you can see a portion of the safe.
That concludes recross-examination.
Any follow-ups, sir?
No, you're wrong.
Do the ladies and gentlemen of the jury have any further questions for this witness? Okay, you can write your question on a full sheet of paper with your name and your juror number. Did you search any of the two vehicles, and if so, did you find any guns or any valuable evidence?
No.
Okay. Any follow-up, Mr. Hammond?
Nope.
Mr. Orr? No. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, do you have any further questions for this witness? Okay, seeing no response, Detective O'Kelly, you are excused. Thank you very much for your testimony over the last 2 days.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our afternoon recess briefly. During this recess, you must not discuss or communicate with anyone, including fellow jurors, in any way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or other means of communication or social media. You must not rewatch this being news or media accounts or commentary about the case. You must not do any research, such as consulting dictionaries, using the internet, or using reference materials. You must not make any investigation, test, or theory of the case, recreating the aspect of the case, or in any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own. You must not form or express any opinion regarding this case until it is finally submitted to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 3:15. We'll be in recess up right there.
All rise for the jury.
May the record reflect your back on the record of the C 250966, State of Alabama, Thomas Randolph. Mr. Randolph is president of his attorney, deputy attorney on behalf of the state. Do you vote by his students and friends' pleasure?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
State, you may call your next witness.
Your Honor, at this time, the state rests.
Okay. If anything, you have any witnesses you'd like to present.
Your Honor, we at this time would call Mr. Michael Hoag.
Your Honor, the state has agreed to admit for the admission of proposed exhibit V as in Victor and W.
Okay, that's correct.
You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You can state and swear your name for the record, please.
Michael Hoag, MichaelHoague.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Orland, whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Mr. Hoag, do you have some felony convictions?
I do.
The last 10 years?
No.
No?
The last 10?
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
And why don't you tell the jury what your felony convictions for in the last 10 years are?
Assault, a deadly weapon, great bodily injury. It's been 7 years since I paroled.
Burglary?
Yeah, I do have a burglary charge.
Possession of controlled substance?
Yes.
Is that here in the state of Nevada?
Yeah.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hoag, I'm going to show you what has been admitted as Exhibit W.
And sir, you can see that on the screen right there. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Do you recognize that?
Yeah, it's my license.
Is that you in the picture?
Yes, sir.
I'm also going to show you what's being admitted as Exhibit V as in Victor. Do you see that same driver's license?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Do you see a Costco card?
Yes.
Did you lose this driver's license?
I did.
How did that happen?
It was a bus ride home, a Greyhound bus from L.A. back to here.
And that was before 2000, May 8th of 2008, correct?
Objection leading.
Do you know when it was?
I don't.
And it was on a Greyhound bus?
I believe so.
What do you recall about it?
I recall falling asleep on the way home and waking up with my backpack gone.
So you were coming home on a bus and you fell asleep, and when you woke up, your backpack was gone.
Yes, sir.
And you had ID and other objects in there?
Yeah.
You didn't give anybody permission to take that from you, did you?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm going to show you what's being admitted as States 334. Did you give that human being, do you recognize that human being?
No.
Did you give a person named Michael Miller permission to have your driver's license?
No.
Did you also have a food stamps card?
I did.
And was that taken as well?
It was.
Did you have anybody ever come and ask you questions like I'm asking you today?
I did.
Mr. Hoag, did people you believe to be detectives come out and talk to you about this
in approximately 2008. Yes or no?
Yes.
Could you give us a description of those two? How many were there?
Two.
Could you give us a description of what these two individuals look like, if you know?
I don't know. I wouldn't be comfortable giving a description.
That concludes direct examination. Do you want me to do that?
No. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, you?
Good, thank you. You described that you had your backpack on the Greyhound bus, and it, if I understood you correctly, it was going from L.A. to Vegas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so back home?
Mm-hmm.
Is that yes?
Yes.
Sorry, you just have to say yes or no.
Okay.
Do you have any recollection of when this was? Like, was it, you know, after Christmas or maybe near Easter? Any kind of time frame you can give us?
I believe it was summertime.
Summertime of 2007?
I don't even know.
Okay, fair enough. So, I know it's a long time ago, yeah. But as you sit here with us this afternoon, it sounds like you remember it as summer, but maybe unclear on the year? Or
yeah, I'm unclear on the year.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Fair enough. And then I assume you were on the bus ride alone because you weren't with someone who saw it?
Yes.
Did you, when you noticed that your belongings were gone, did you report it to Greyhound?
Or? Yeah, I asked the bus driver and talked to the bus station and kept calling them. Nothing was ever turned in.
Okay. So. Well, not a lot of follow-up investigation?
Yeah, they didn't try to find it.
Okay. But you made an effort to see if you could get your stuff back?
I did.
Okay. You don't know anything about, what happened on Rancho Santa Fe Drive on May the 8th of 2008, do you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You don't, that picture that Mr. Oram put up of the African-American man, have you ever seen him before?
No, ma'am.
Do you even know his name?
Well, just because they told me.
Right, but prior to that, did you know his name at all?
No.
Do you know the name Sharon Randolph or Thomas Randolph? Nothing like that? And when were you contacted to be here with us this afternoon?
Last month, I believe.
Last month? Okay. And then I guess you don't have any idea, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't have any idea how your identification ended up in someone's pocket that is involved in our case, do you?
It was stolen.
But do you know that he's the one that stole it? Because
I can't say that.
You can't say that, right? Because you have no idea. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. You following me, sir? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the jury have any questions? Okay. Seeing no response, sir, you are excused. Thank you very much for testifying your claim. Thank you for the presentation.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think you may call your next witness?
Defense calls Jeremy Stafford.
I do.
Thank you. Please be seated. You can state and spell your name for the record, please.
Excuse me, ma'am?
You can state and spell your name for the record.
Jeremy Stafford, JeremyStafford.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, sir.
What do you do for a living?
I'm currently the military and law enforcement manager for Mossberg Firearms. And I also provide expert testimony for Titan Consulting.
Okay. Mossberg Firearms is a relatively large and well-known distributor of firearms here in the United States, right?
Yes, sir.
Predominantly known for shotguns. You agree with
that? Yes, sir.
Okay. And in fact, you mentioned law enforcement and military. Are you responsible for the Mossberg accounts related to shotguns that are provided to law enforcement and military?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Prior to that, I want to talk to you about what you did before you were in that role. First of all, how long have you been doing that with Mossberg?
About 7 months, sir.
Okay. Prior to that, did you have a military career?
Yes, sir.
What branch?
United States Marine Corps and Marine Corps Reserve.
And how long were you in the Marine Corps and Marine Corps Reserve?
14 years, sir.
Okay. What rank were you at the time you discharged?
Staff Sergeant.
Okay. Did you see combat?
Yes, sir.
While you were in the military, did you ever receive any commendations?
Yes, sir. Numerous commendations.
Did you ever receive any awards from the Marine Corps?
Yes, sir.
And specifically, which one?
My highest being the Bronze Star with a V for valor in combat, sir.
Okay. That is a distinction that is given to people that display bravery and valor in a live combat situation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you departed from the Marine Corps, did you work in law enforcement?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell the ladies and gentlemen of the jury about that?
I spent 25 years on the Los Angeles Police Department, 9 years of which was the department firearms subject matter expert.
Okay. Did you retire from the LAPD?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In your role in the LAPD, you mentioned that you were the subject matter expert on firearms. What did that role consist of?
There was several fingers coming off of that hand, sir. So on one hand, I was in charge of updating all the policies and procedures. I wrote all the lesson plans. I had a fairly large part in all of the testing and evaluation of new equipment, firearms, and ammunition, things of that nature. And I also served as the a fact finder and an advisor for command staff in areas of policy and training regarding firearms.
Okay. Specifically, as it relates to firearms, it sounds like, I was just taking a few notes while you were answering there, that you were responsible for testing, evaluation, training, and authoring essentially department policies related to the use of firearms in the line of duty.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The last thing you mentioned there, you were a fact finder. What does that mean?
So anytime there was a critical incident or use of force involving a firearm, there were several different steps of the investigation. Rather than being an investigator, what I would do is I would gather the facts from what the investigators were finding. I would present those to the command staff, and that would allow them to make determinations on whether or not policy was going to be influenced by these things, or to provide that information to the chief if there was discipline that was going to be involved. So,
okay. I don't mean to interrupt you, but jury's heard a lot of information from investigators in this case, not really your role in that capacity, your last 9 years with the LAPD. Right?
Correct, sir.
More of a administrative role?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You mentioned the term critical incident involving firearms. Like in layman's terms, is that when an officer or a detective or employee of the LAPD discharges their duty weapon?
Yes, sir. An officer involved shooting.
How many officer-involved shootings were you involved in as part of this role?
Over 40.
Do you know an exact number?
I don't. I would have to go through. And at the time, I didn't think I'd be doing this, so I didn't take notes and keep a tally.
Several dozen. You agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In addition to your work with the LAPD and in the military, have you authored periodicals, information, papers related to firearms and the firearms industry?
Yes, sir. I was the, up until very recently, I was the handgun editor for Guns and Ammo magazine and several of the other related sister publications. And I am also the host, or was the host, of a television show called The Best Defense, which dealt with the legal, moral, and technical aspects of self-defense.
Okay. For those of us in the room that may not know, Guns and Ammo, is that a magazine?
Yes, sir.
And is it the largest firearms-related magazine in the world?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you said editor, related to handguns, anything in that publication involving handguns during your tenure there, did you have some part in it?
If I didn't, it's because I chose not to, sir. So work would come in and I would either decide to take it or I would pass it on.
Okay. Did you write?
Yes, sir.
Did you edit?
Yes, sir.
Did you consult?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you mentioned Best Defense. That was a TV show on the Outdoor Network?
Yes, sir.
And it related specifically to self-defense, defense of others, defense of home?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to talk to you about some of your education, training, and experience prior to your testimony today. Do you have any idea how many hours that you've accumulated in instructional hours in use of force situations, dynamic use of force situations, shooting incidents, things like that?
Specific to that area, I would guess it to be somewhere right around 500, 600 hours, right in there.
Okay. And your total amount of hours training related to the use of firearms and use of force, would you say that's in the thousands?
It's in the thousands. I couldn't even begin to.
Okay. Could you describe for the ladies and gentlemen of the jury some of the instruction, tactical training, use of force hours that you've accumulated?
Sure, absolutely. So, one of the things that I did was I was a member of the very early original handgun instructor course. It was a course that I eventually rewrote because I went out and I took other training to bring it back. So that would include training up at Gunsight Academy, training at the Surefire Institute, which is a low light, force on force, heavy training company, Firearms Training Associates, Bill Rogers Shooting School, which is renowned and is considered one of the most difficult shooting schools in the world, where it involves not just shooting, but also a lot of decision making, things of that nature, so that we could bring it back and kind of collate that and improve the training environment at the Los Angeles Police Department.
Okay. Did you go to the LAPD Supervisor School?
Yes, sir.
As well as the United States Marine Corps Urban Tactical School?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term perceptual distortion?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
So perceptual distortion is is a layman term for what is clinically known as cognitive distortion. And it's a little bit easier for people to understand the perceptual distortion, because what happens is in any high-stress critical incident, you have Dr. Epstein had, in one of his studies, had noted is you have your rational and your experiential mind.
You're listening to Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randolph. There's more raw courtroom drama ahead as we bring you unfiltered audio from trial. Join us as we navigate the testimonies, the tension, and the truth behind the headlines. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a minute. More Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randolph, next.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino, America's
social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.